Marvelicious Toys is brought to you in part by Dorkside Toys. At DorksideToys.com, you can get the latest Marvel toys, as well as Star Wars, G.I. Joe, The Walking Dead, and more. Run by toy fans, you can be assured your order will be given great attention and packed with care. Sign up to their social channels now for stock alerts, reviews, and toy and movie news. DorksideToys.com. You'd be a dork not to shop there. Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to issue 120 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And I'm sick.
Sorry, Justin. Summer colds suck.
I'm just trying to get it out of the way. This is like my pre-Comic-Con yuckiness. That way I won't be sick at Comic-Con.
Now you'll be immune. You'll be fine.
I hope so.
Yeah, you'll have all those antibodies built up.
Exactly. So I apologize for my voice in advance. I hope it's not too annoying.
And I need to provide an update to our last show, our last week bonus episode where we reviewed Iron Patriot. I emailed Sideshow. I went, yo, my base is broke. They had a new one second-aid to me.
Wow.
Wow.
And that was before the episode came out. So they weren't just reacting. So I have a fully functional Iron Patriot now, and I'm so happy. But man, it happened. I feel like how Guy Pearce felt at the end of Iron Man 3 when all of a sudden all these armors you didn't expect showed up at once. Because I got Iron Patriot last week. You know what I got this week? Red Snappa.
Oh. He's a power pose, right?
He is. Thank God, because that kept the price a little lower.
Right.
We need to review some power poses. Not tonight. We got some legends to deal with tonight. But yeah, we'll have to crack him open and also take a look at my power pose 42.
Yeah, I'd be up for hearing some opinions on those.
But yes, tonight's chat is going to be just about all about the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yay!
That new trailer came out last week that really started to show some of the story. I have this personal theory that somewhere in my mind it's in Asia, though it may be in California, there's an animator cranking out Rocket Raccoon finished animation with somebody cracking a whip. We need it for the trailer! And that's why we're getting exactly how much Rocket we get in each trailer as they're finally finishing the scenes.
I did notice, seeing the old American trailer that they played with X-Men, because I saw Days of Future Past again.
You cried this time.
I did cry this time, twice. I got something in my eye. The person I went and saw it with, he got something in his eye as well during the same scenes. And it was during the Cerebro scene with the, I don't want your future, I don't want your suffering. And then the end when Logan is back at the school. Had a tear. Aww. Not gonna lie. But in that trailer, they cut out the Rocket Raccoon crotch grab.
Is it a grab or a scratch? I mean, it's a readjustment.
I think he did a grab and a shift because maybe his little rocket weenie's a little big. I don't know.
Rocket's rocket?
Yeah.
They have been updating the trailer. Like the original teaser trailer that came out, they quietly updated it. If you can still find the original one in that scene where Star-Lord is standing there getting ready to steal that silver ball artifact and Korath comes in and he takes off. In the original trailer, there was like it just kind of like smoky gray clouds in the background. But now they've animated in a full scene of like scenery and stuff back there. So they've been working on it throughout.
So my mental image isn't so far off.
I don't think so. I've never seen a trailer get updated, you know, from one to the next without really adding more to it.
Yeah, that is strange. Huh. Well, we're going to talk more about the Guardians in
the Spectacular Store Report.
We have passed the street date, so you no longer get that thrill of doing something illicit if you're finding Guardians of the Galaxy in your local stores. But for a couple of weeks, there's that little adrenaline rush that is totally geeky but totally real when you're buying toys you shouldn't. and it's not in an adult store.
I love breaking street data on toys. It is the thrill of being able to get away with something, because I apparently have a squeaky clean record, as I got approved for the Trusted Traveler program in less than 24 hours.
Because you've never been caught buying toys before street date.
Ah.
If you had a street date record, well, you'd still be taking your shoes off for Comic-Con.
Yes, well, I love that feeling.
It feels like stealing, only you're paying for it.
Yes!
See, but that, on the flip side of that coin, that's what makes you feel extra crappy when they refuse to bring it out. It's like, I'm not trying to steal stuff, I'm trying to give you money.
Now, have you seen the Guardians at the retail? Because I still haven't.
I haven't seen them in the stores yet, but I have used the Target app, and I've watched them slowly pop up into the stock rooms of all the Targets around here. So they're there, and if I hadn't already got a set, I would definitely be trying my best to get a stockroom guy to bring them out to me. But for now, I'm happy with just the one of each that I have.
Well, we also have one of each, thanks to that Amazon pre-sale, and Marjorie then picked up an extra raccoon.
Yay! For me, just for me.
And we'll be reviewing those later in the show, but those aren't the only legends hitting. I couldn't believe it, but last Friday, I got a group text message, anyone need a Black Widow? And everybody had gone through whatever they needed to get there, so it was a resounding no. 2 days later, I get a text from Marjorie. You need a Black Widow?
I'm so used to finding these, and if I see one of these sought-after toys, I immediately start texting people and saying, hey, do you need this? And I texted you, Justin, on a Sunday morning to see if you needed it.
That's why I'm sick. I didn't get my required 12 hours of Saturday night sleep.
I'm so sorry.
So what store was it at?
Meijer.
Which is the local
Midwestern
grocery store chain, kind of like a super Walmart.
Yes, but they're a higher class than Walmart, but less than Target.
I will say this for people who have one Black Widow and kind of maybe don't want to pick up a second one to display both heads, because that shorter hair version doesn't look that great. The other day I was messing around with it and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to rip her hair off and see if I can't position it better. Because everyone I've seen, that short hair version just has a huge forehead problem going on. It's real easy to pop it off and super glue it and push it forward, and it looks way more normal now. So if you're passing on a second one because you didn't like that short hair, it's an easy fix. So reconsider, now that she's going to be more prevalent in the wild, I think.
Well, now I'm glad I have a spare.
Mm-hmm.
What I've also been looking for in stores but have not found, and I've been hitting the Lego aisles of many Walmarts, Targets, and Toys R Us's, is the new Lego sets. Now, these aren't movie-based, but it's not a coincidence that a few weeks ago they released an X-Men set, and now they're releasing the Guardians of the Galaxy sets. There's that cool X-Men versus the Sentinel set, where you're building a Quinjet, and you have Magneto, Storm, Wolverine.
Oh, yeah.
And Cyclops, he's flying the jet. That set's hitting for $50, and then there's just a bunch of Guardians of the Galaxy sets.
Yeah, I'm kind of picky and choosy on Lego, but that Sentinel set might be calling my name.
Yeah, that one's nice. The one I'm really looking for is the Guardians of the Galaxy Milano, though, because, first of all, in the new trailer, that ship is just so dang pretty, and the Lego's got the color right, and it comes with 5 minifigures, and just a nice little set. It doesn't have Rocket. I know Marjorie wants me to get the Rocket Lego, but...
because cuteness, hello!
Yeah, and the Milano has a chance to become the Millennium Falcon of the Marvel Universe.
I think so.
No, don't say that, because Hot Toys is looking at Marvel movies going, you know, we've made 3, 4, 5 Batmobiles, and there's just nothing in these Marvel movies we can make $1,000 Hot Toy out of.
Yeah, aside from a few motorcycles here and there.
Now, what's really funny to me is if you go to Lego.com, they have the Guardians of the Galaxy collection, where you get all 3 Guardians of the Galaxy set, and for some reason, that brand new X-Men set. All in one pack for $185.
Wow. Now, somebody do the math for me. Is that a bargain, or is that just retail price?
It's retail.
All right.
But it's all the ones I'm looking for in stores in one fell swoop.
Exactly. Plus, you can also throw in the Ghostbusters Ecto-1 in there.
That is a nice set. I'll say, though, once a little bit of hype starts wearing down, I may hold off, because Legos, you can always get those, like, Toys R Us sales, buy one, get one 40% off and that kind of thing. And the Marvel Lego sets have not sold out. I've actually kicked myself when, for Iron Man 3, I bought all the sets, and then they had that exclusive Iron Man, and I'm like, but I own them now, you know? So waiting for a sale or waiting for a Lego.com exclusive may be my way to go.
Yeah.
But what I did order online, but if you have a Disney store, you may not need to, Diamond Select's first of three Amazing Spider-Man 2 Spider-Man figures came out.
I was just at the Disney store last weekend. I checked for new toys for you and I didn't see any out.
Yeah, this just came out last Tuesday, is the Disney / Marvel store exclusive Unmasked Spider-Man. But then also hitting comic shops last Wednesday is the Masked with Fire Hat Spider-Man. And then later this summer, we get the same Masked, but with a larger base Spider-Man.
Of course. Larger base Spider-Man, I've been waiting for that.
Diamond's got to be careful, man. They're usually pretty good to collectors, and if they're going to start doing all these variants of the same figure, they're going to start ticking some people off, I think.
Like Arnie and Justin?
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with them right now, but I'm keeping an eye on the situation. What's happened to me is they've done so many Spider-Mans lately. I went to MarvelStore.com to order, and it was $24.95, and then it's free shipping over $50. So I'm like, okay, let me throw another one in there. Oh, Superior Spider-Man. It's a Disney Store exclusive. Do I have that? I check all my email shopping receipts. It's not there, so if I had it, I bought it in person. I don't think I have that. I don't know if I have that. That's the problem with too many Spider-Men. But speaking of Spider-Man,
sales to astonish.
Amazing Spider-Man Blu-ray. You guys were grilling me 2 weeks ago. When's it coming out? You ordered that blue veiny head.
Yeah, let's not display that, please. I don't want to see any blue veiny heads in my house.
Yeah, I don't think it's because Marjorie's excited to watch the movie or get that in. I think it's more like D-Day. Like, how many days before I have to start worrying about this thing in my house?
How many times is it going to scare the crap out of me in the middle of the night? Because it's glow in the dark.
Well, it's just a little bit late for your birthday, dear. It'll be here on August 5th. Your birthday is Guardians Day, August 1st.
It is. So don't buy me Spider-Man 2, okay? Just don't. Thank God you already got me a gift.
And unfortunately, I'd been kind of thinking because Spider-Man 2 didn't do so well, rumor has it the studio is regrouping. They have already pushed Amazing Spider-Man 3 back a year. It was supposed to be 2016. It's now given the 2017 date. Now the pundits are wondering, is that Venom movie, is that Sinister Six movie, is that still happening? Sony is mum. And with all of that, I'm like, so I won't have to buy a Rhino's Hot Toy and I can still be complete on Marvel? And then Hot Toy Collector shows a new photo of the Rhino. The more I see of that Rhino, the more I think a choice must be made. And I may no longer be a Hot Toys completist for Marvel.
What? What? Did you get replaced by somebody sane and sensible? What's going on?
Unless I can get it at a severe discount.
Oh, okay, there we go.
I feel like there's some loophole there. You know, because I'm sure it's Marvel, but it's not necessarily Marvel Studios, so you can kind of not have to get those if you don't want.
I own Abigail Whistler. I thought she would be my albatross.
That was like your second ever hot toy.
No, that was like my ninth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my first was MechTest Tony Stark. My second was Ghost Rider Nick Cage with the bike. And then I kind of went down the path of picking up the Spider-Man, different ones from Spider-Man 3, and several of those. And I got Blade, and this was back when I'm like, but I'm not going to get the ones I don't like. That Black Widow from Iron Man 2 looked terrible. And who wants Abigail Whistler? And then the Black Widow from Iron Man 2, which when I passed on it was on clearance at Sideshow, quadrupled from retail value and eBay. And then Abigail Whistler, well, I got her while she was still very reasonable.
There you go.
You worry me.
But that was like the moment that my sanity broke is when I bought Abigail Whistler.
It's all Jessica Biel's fault.
It always is.
But I am sane and I am sensible, Marjorie, because I didn't buy Sideshow's Iron Man Mark 42 maquette that went up for pre-order.
Is there a W at the end of this?
What's the W stand for?
Yet.
And I have to say, I haven't been the hugest fan of the Mark 42 just because it's not as iconic as the standard red and gold. Instead of being gold, it's kind of this tan. and the red isn't, you know, car red like he would have done in the first one. But my God, I think that Sideshow did a gorgeous, gorgeous job with the statue that was done in conjunction with Legacy Effects, who actually did the digital effects for Iron Man 3 and had those files to base off of.
Yeah. It's a gorgeous piece, and to be honest with you, I think the Mark 42 is growing on me. Just the more distance we get from the Iron Man trilogy, like, this one stands out as its own suit. In the middle there, it was like, well, the only difference is a triangle and a circle arc reactor. This one is still Iron Man, but it's its own suit, which I kind of dig.
I agree, and my thinking, though, is, once again, it's the same reason I didn't order that awesomely gorgeous quarter-scale Iron Patriot, or even the really nice Daredevil. You don't give me an exclusive edition, you're not putting a gun to my head. And all of these hot toys I'm getting come with coupons.
Oh.
And the key is, it can't be used on anything that came in stock or was put up for order within like a month after I get the coupon or 2 months before I get. So it has to be on something that didn't sell out pretty quickly. But Iron Patriot, they're making 3,500 of them, and there's no exclusive. Iron Man, they'll probably do at least 3,000. So I can wait, and I can get a coupon, and I can save myself 10 to 20%.
Yeah.
And that's what I suggest everybody does. Plus, let's not forget, there's always the crossed finger luck of those gift cards at Comic-Con. You might get a $100 gift card.
That's true. But do you only can use it on the clearance items, or can you use it on everything?
Will these become clearance items? I'm playing the long game on their non-exclusive.
Not Baron's ones. Long game.
No. For those who don't know, our podcast enhancer, Baron's long game, was he doesn't pre-order, he just gets it the day it comes out.
He's so cute.
But it's a gorgeous statue, and I agree with you, Justin. When I saw this, I'm like, is it that this statue looks better than the movie, or is it that this is now growing on me? Either way, I mean, the statue will be mine and adorn my Avenger quarter-scale shelf, but I'm not paying $430.
No.
I don't have to, because they didn't do an exclusive. I was really worried, because you notice there is a unmasked Tony Stark head. I don't know if it flips up, or my guess is it's actually a swappable head, but I was like, oh, they're going to make it exclusive. They're going to get me. They didn't do it.
Mm.
Exclusive editions got me to buy the Backstreet Hulk. But
yeah, that's a very good point. Without the dangling carrot of an exclusive, it's just go ahead and wait it out. And with so many options for high-end versions of Iron Man, and not only this suit, but every other suit, this is kind of a crowded collector space.
Very much so. And I'll be perfectly honest, I'm feeling the pinch on the wallet. I'm looking to save.
Yay, that warms my heart. It kills me every time you buy something, then it goes on clearance like in 6 months, and I could just see, like, could have bought a whole bunch more.
Well, the other thing is, I just got a shipping notice that premium format exclusive Apocalypse is coming. I need to prepare for the Apocalypse. So I need to make shelf space because it's a freaking big MF. And then I also got notice, you know what's shipping while I'm at Comic-Con? The Gladiator Hulk premium format. I got two, like, giants coming. I need some shelf space.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, that Apocalypse is huge. I forgot about him with his big old chainsaw.
Yeah, he's a nice looking one, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
I got my order in on that early because I had a feeling, and I was right. When Days of Future Past came out, all of a sudden Apocalypse would have some heat.
Boy, did he.
Man, I just realized I'm treating statues like it's the stock market. Can't let that price go too high. Gotta buy while low.
Yeah, is Sideshow and Hot Toy, are they publicly traded companies?
No, they're privately owned. Otherwise, I would have stock and be paying myself.
Mm-hmm.
He'd probably be majority owner at this point.
But I did get a hell of a deal this week, I think, on some X-Men Legends. I'm not sure they're ever shipping, so I'm a little bit nervous, but we have heard some strange, strange things about that X-Men wave of Legends. The one that has Wolverine and Strife and the Jubilee Build-A-Figure. First, we were told that this was a Toys R Us exclusive wave, and so we went with that, but then all of a sudden, they started showing up on websites like Dorkside Toys. And so we thought, maybe it's not Toys R Us exclusive. Maybe it's previews exclusive. But then, one morning, I wake up, and what's at ToysRUs.com? Not only are the Legends there, but they're buy one, get one 40% off on pre-order.
And that's pretty awesome.
Definitely. And I know quite a few of us got a chance to check out with those. I know I did. And I have yet to get a cancellation or anything like that. So I still have my fingers crossed that they're going to ship.
I have my fingers very crossed that they're going to ship. They took them down. They didn't just put them in sold out status. They were off the website 6 hours later. But I did order. I was thinking of you, Justin, but I'm also thinking of Barron's, and I'm also thinking buy one, get one half off. But any of our staff and then the forums, if anybody doesn't want them. But I picked up an extra Storm and an extra Magneto because those are the one per case figures.
Right. Yeah, good thinking.
Yeah, and you could get up to two of each character. So I grabbed two Storms, two Magnetos, Strife, Wolverine, and Cyclops.
Nice. And, you know, that pricing took it to from like a, I'll think about it, possibly pick them up to, well, yeah, I'm going to grab a whole set, you know? I mean, I wasn't totally in love with that wave, but at that price, I'm not going to skip it. So let's hope that Toys R Us keeps good on that and they send them out.
One other piece that people have been waiting for that's been really hard to get is being re-released. The Diamond Select Toys Watcher is getting a re-release. Now, I'd been stalking eBay for him a long time ago, and I got a grand bargain of one for $40.
Yeah.
But now he's out there for $25. Can't win them all, folks.
Oh, poor Arnie.
Well, this is when Zach at Diamond said that they had some they could re-release, but some of the older and more unique ones, the molds broke, so they couldn't put them back out. And when I think older and more unique, I think the Watcher's big baby head.
Yeah. He really reminds me of those weird Hulks that you got at that one show. The baby Hulk.
Yeah.
Oh, the
Temper Tot.
Temper Tot. That's really creepy. He's right over here behind me, actually staring at me.
She keeps him behind her chair so she doesn't have to look at the fetus Hulk.
It's kind of gross.
Well, I think because of Original Sin, it was a good time to re-release the Watcher. And so if you missed out on him, and I know there were a lot of collectors who wanted one of those, hit up your toy stores because he is up for pre-order now online and probably at your local comic store. But also there's a lot of stuff up for pre-order at our sponsor, Dorkside Toys.
Oh yeah, I've been ordering quite a bit of stuff from them lately. It's starting to get to be a habit.
I got a box from them of my Marvel Infinite Avengers Wave 2, and Wave 3 and 4 are up for pre-order.
Yeah, I'm anxious for Wave 3 for sure.
And speaking of hard-to-find Marvel Selects that I overpaid for, when I first started the Marvel Selects, the first taste is always free. When I got that Juggernaut we reviewed way back on, what, issue 3 or something? And then I wanted the Select Hulks. The Red Hulk was the hard one to find. Found him at a con, and I did a Meepo's Dance of Joy for paying $40 for Red Hulk.
He did. If you've ever seen his Meepo's Dance of Joy, it's tremendous.
I'll have to make that happen at Comic-Con.
Well, if we go through the Friday night plan, it will happen.
Well, you can pre-order the Red Hulk now for just $22.99 from Dorkside Toys. And I've been over there. I'm really wanting some of those fabrications. And they got that Deadpool fabrication. Those were so adorable at Toy Fair. I want to see those in person.
Yeah, those really are like the South Park style of Marvel stuff.
You killed Deadpool. You... If you collect other stuff than Marvel, though, they've got those Funko Reaction figures like Firefly and Pulp Fiction, Terminator, the horror films we talked about before, Star Wars Black Series Wave 5 and Wave 6 available for pre-order, Walking Dead figures from $2.99 and more, and we thank Dorkside Toys for their support of Marvelicious Toys.
This just in, news from the web!
So there's been a lot of chatter on our Facebook page. I don't know who's been putting it there. It's not me. About the Disney Infinity game. Now, I barely know what this is. I kind of know it's like that Skylanders game where you buy the figures and then you can play them in the game.
Which, according to my friend, people have just already left behind and it's not a popular game anymore.
But Disney Infinity is huge. Probably it took the Skylanders audience because it's getting the kids and it's getting the Diznuts. And I was worried when I started hearing about this because I edit a lot of podcasts and I don't have time for a whole lot of video gaming, let alone an MMORPG that's going to take all my waking hours. And so I was really worried, will I want these figures to collect? And I can tell from the Facebook reaction of our listeners, a lot of people are very excited about this. I'm not one of them, though, and I was wondering how you guys were.
I'll tell you this. It's one of those things that people assume that I'm going to be into, and I can't blame them. I mean, it's video games and Marvel. Why wouldn't I be into it? But I'm kind of in your boat. It's like, I don't like playing this style of game anyway. And as cool as I think the sculpts are on these guys, because I love this style. The style is somewhere between anime and cutesy. I mean, it's a cool style. But at the end of the day, they're just little statues, you know, and I don't collect statues. I collect figures.
Well, being that I'm not a Diznut, I am not a big fan of these. And it's not just because they're of the Diznut franchise. I honestly, and I kind of like this style when it came out because I liked the cartoon, but they reminded me of the Clone Wars Tartakovsky style.
Ooh, that may be why I'm getting a nostalgic feel off of
that. Yeah, I mean, look at Thor. Thor looks like he could have been in that original Clone Wars cartoon.
Yeah, good call.
But I don't need these. They look like simplified adult toys, maybe for children. You know what I mean?
As compared to complicated children's toys, maybe for adults.
Well, you know, I mean, they kind of look like they're... Like, you take something that you'd make for an adult, and you make it so a kid can't swallow anything.
I mean, I don't blame Disney for getting into this space. It's a big space, and, you know, my son Tyler's actually into this, and he doesn't really collect toys outside of this, but he's really gotten into collecting the other Disney ones, too. And I think he plays the game, so, you know, it's just another way for Disney and Marvel to infiltrate into fandom for some people. Maybe even create future collectors, get them buying these things now when they're young, and they'll be buying Hot Toys in 10 years.
How big are the figures?
Oh, they're with the base, they're no more than 3 inches tall.
Okay. Oh.
That's bigger than I thought, honestly. Because looking at the pictures online, I was honestly thinking maybe 1.5 inches, kind of like those GrabZags pens or something.
I was thinking they were like that iPad game you got with the little...
Yeah, those were about 1.5 inch figures, yeah. Too. My thinking is, I mean, they released pictures of a Venom, and it was kind of awesome. But how much do these figures cost?
Well, the other Disney ones, because I haven't seen, I don't know if Marvel ones are out yet or if this is still yet to come out, but the Disney ones cost right around $13 each.
Ouch!
That's my fear. No, this is not out yet, so that's why I didn't know, and I didn't know how much the other ones were. At $13 a piece, my feeling is I can sit back and let this game run its course, 5 years, 10 years, I'm not expecting to die anytime soon, and then I'll pick up that Venom for $1 on eBay when it doesn't do anything except stand there and look pretty.
There you go.
But I think that this will die, because if you notice, games seem to be fads anymore, and there's not like the long-lasting games. Even back 10, 15 years ago, they were all fads.
Right. Here's the thing about gaming right now, is it burns fast, huge. Like World of Warcraft or Knights of the Old Republic, it has a huge launch and it maybe is a year where everyone's talking about it. Then there's like 4 years where nobody's talking about it. No one you know is playing it, but enough people are playing it that the company is making money. They're just not a big deal anymore. So that's why I'm thinking in 5 years, they'll probably have Disney Infinity 7.0. I got to worry about the Diznuts, like the Vinylmations. Maybe they'll just have to have every Disney Infinity character and these will still be up. But then I can just live without the figures.
I think you're okay. I think that you're not going to perish without these.
No. Unless the game's fun. If the game's fun, somebody write in and tell me if I need to start playing this.
When?
Well, that's the other thing. If you're going to play this game, you have to buy the kit. You can't just play the game. You have to have the thing that plugs into one of your consoles or your PC that you set the little figures on.
So it's kind of like when my stepmom tried to buy my sister-in-law a Wii, the Wii Fit, but just bought her the Wii Fit and didn't buy her the Wii.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, they went back and got the Wii after I told them.
Okay. Yeah, it's like that. I think, you know, they're like a $50 to $60. Maybe they're more than that. It's like a console add-on.
Eee. Well, if it looks like a helicarrier, it might be worth it.
No. I think that we ought to have a motto, and let's not correct junk.
Buy less trash. Yes, that is my motto.
Okay.
You're right. It's easy to pass that when I just immediately look at the next link on our notes here and see, I'm $1,000 poorer, da 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 da.
At least.
Because Hot Toys doing Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's pretty good, Arnie.
That wasn't bad.
How come there's not a bigger picture of them?
Because they probably haven't gotten studio sign-off on likenesses. Notice we can't see any human faces. Everybody's turned away from us. They're probably not just pending licensor approval, but pending licensor initial feedback. But we see Drax, Gamora, Star-Lord, Rocket, and Groot, the entire Guardians team, is the out-of-the-gate offerings from Hot Toys that will probably be up for pre-order. If they follow their normal suit, they'll probably start being put up for pre-order during Comic-Con in about one a week. The question I have is Rocket and Groot going to be like Hulk Banner, a $350 two-pack? Or is it going to be Rocket's $150 and Groot's $250 or so?
All these licensees have a weird question to answer when it comes to Rocket Raccoon. Is he himself enough? You know, is he worth as much as everybody else?
That's very existential.
No, I'm not ripping on you, Rocket. You're a good guy. But seriously, it's the Yoda question, you know? If Darth Vader is $10, why is Yoda $10 too? It's way less plastic, but...
Well, at least with Hasbro, I can understand that because they price it by the case. And so if they put in three Yodas, they can put in an Efontmon or two. But here, they're selling them individually.
Right. So, you know, I mean, Rocket Raccoon could be as little as $150 if it's just him. But I doubt it. He'll probably come with a ton of accessories to bulk him up.
It's looking like a nice set, though, from what we can see so far. Unpainted prototypes. The sculpting. I mean, they did all of the raised tattoos on Drax. You can see that even from the thumbnail picture.
Well, look at Groot. Groot looks pretty good from what you can see. You can't see the top of his head, but, I mean, it looks like they've got the arms right, the way the arm hangs, kind of. It looks like Star-Lord's mask is unpainted as well. Loving the ombre on Gamora's hair.
Yeah, they've got that down for sure.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of case pack assortments, some big, big news came out last week. Everything you know about figure collecting is gonna change. And I'm not just speaking in hyperbole. Everything about rare figures could be turned on its head by the news that Hasbro is going to start selling cases of individual figures through Diamond Select to specialty retailers. So what this means is, if you, like me, want an army of AIM soldiers, now they will sell a full case of just AIM soldiers. Now, because they're Hasbro and a little diluted, they're also selling complete cases of Captain America figures. I could get you a complete case of Captain America figures from my Target, and I'd appreciate it if you take them off my pegs. But they've announced that you can get cases of Captain America, Marvel Now, Baron Zemo, Black Widow, formerly hard to find, now get her by the case. Captain America Stealth, Red Skull, Winter Soldier, World War II Captain America, Boomerang, Movie Electro, Movie Amazing Spider-Man, Superior Spider-Man, and Toxin.
Yeah, so here's my thinking on this. Why go from one extreme to the other? They go from short packing to way overproducing. It's like, why can't we just put out even ratio cases? Why don't you try that before jumping all the way into the deep end of full figure cases, Hasbro?
I'm fine with full figure cases. God knows I've been at enough press events and heard my peers there. Why don't you just make a case of Stormtroopers? Why don't you just make a case of Boba Fett's? And the Hasbro reps go, they won't sell at retail. But what they've done here, these aren't really going to retail because I don't think Walmart and Target really care to micromanage the figures at that level. But going through Diamond Select, people can place an order and they can just put a case out of them. For troop building, and maybe for something like Black Widow, this could completely alleviate that whole rarity problem that's caused so many Black Widow hunts. I mean, I had a freaking program running all day, every day for 3 weeks to tell me when Amazon got her at retail.
But that brings me to my point, which is, I know nobody likes that some figures are super hard to find. But if you really think about it, that's what collecting is. You know, if everything was just easily accessible, it wouldn't be collecting, it'd be called shopping. There's going to be a little something taken away from the joy of knowing that you have a Black Widow. But no, I do like it for the fact of army builders, you know? It's weird to think that there's going to be full cases of Captain America and Red Skulls that are sitting around on store shelves now available online. But hey, maybe Hasbro will find out, okay, these are the ones that we don't need to do so many of.
But here's the thing, I don't think this is going to get rid of rarity and chase figures and hard to find figures. I think this is just going to change which figures are rare. AIM soldiers used to be rare, put them out by the case. But notice, not every figure is available by the case. None of those X-Men figures are by the case. None of the Guardians figures are by the case yet. And some of the really hard to find first wave Spider-Man figures like Carnage, we have a friend who's been hunting for Carnage for 4 months. And he's not available by the case. If they start taking the short-packed figures and offering them up in cases, and then everybody just starts getting the short-packed figures through diamond distribution, then all of a sudden, the figures that should have been common may not be.
Right.
So the peg warmers or the overpacked figures may actually become more rare because us collectors, and these are collectors' figures at 20 up, a figure, are going to be going to these more diamond distribution select options. So I don't think it's going to create a utopia where every figure I want is right here. I think it's just going to change, and we're going to suddenly be going, why the hell is Thunderball a rare? Blue Ghost Rider's hard to find?
You're true. It might just be shifting the focus on what's out there. So let's see how this plays out. I don't think there's any harm in doing army builder figures, but when you start doing full cases of other figures, that's where I think it's going to cause some problems.
I think things are just going to be all screwed up for a little bit. I think this is a misstep.
I think it's a grand experiment, and I applaud them for finally trying something new.
That's true, but because what they've been doing hasn't been working this last, 18 months?
18, 36, yeah.
Well, speaking of trying something new...
Oh, boy.
Get this. There's going to be an exclusive Marvel Legend figure. Okay, we've seen that before. Marvel Legends has been exclusive before, but it's going to be exclusive to Walgreens. Not Walmart, Walgreens. And I'm talking about Agent Venom Spider-Man. So, this kind of has me excited because guess what? There's a Walgreens every 30 feet in my town.
Yes, we have a theory about Walgreens. If you drop your receipt and the conditions are right, there will sprout a Walgreens. Because they are everywhere. I mean, the joke is, oh, let's stop at Walgreens. Where is there one? Oh, wait, there's one there, there, there. They're like Starbucks.
I didn't know this, but apparently Walgreens has been doing exclusive figures for other lines. And this is their first Hasbro exclusive. But yes, it is a case of Spider-Man Legends, and we don't know which symbiote it's coming with. It could be Toxin, it could be Carnage. We don't know which Siren it's coming with. It might be Black Cat getting back out there. But what we know is 2 per case, Agent freaking Venom. We were lamenting, why wasn't Agent Venom one of the symbiotes moved around there? And now he's finally seeing release. I'm telling you, Phoenix Force Cyclops!
He still has a shot now that Walgreens is in the mix. Here's what I know about Walgreens, though. Even though these are going to be shipped out in a case ratio, it's not going to be a case shipped to each individual Walgreens. Walgreens has a distribution center that gets everything that they're getting in, and then they put everything into crates and boxes and send them off to individual stores. So they break into a case and pick out 4 or 5 and just ship them in a box off to a store down the street. So you might walk into a Walgreens and find nothing but 2 Agent Venoms on the pegs. At one Walgreens and down the street, you're going to find nothing but 2 Spider-Man or Spider-Man and a Toxin or something.
But they do it a little differently with exclusive products, at least through the company that where I work, because we sell an exclusive line through Walgreens with some items, and we ship to their distribution centers around the country, and because we have to track their sales to make sure that we're going to be able to meet their production quotas. They send the same amount to each store on the exclusive items, on our stuff at least.
See, I was hoping that that would be the case. I was hoping that they were going to produce nothing but a wave of Agent Venoms to ship to Walgreens. But now they're throwing it in a case ratio, so that's gonna screw it up a little bit.
My thinking is, even on eBay, he won't be that bad versus all the time at Walgreens. I'll go to Walgreens a few times. There's one right near my house. I could walk there nightly. There's one right near my work that I could also walk to every day and nobody would miss me.
Or you could walk to the other one that's by our house.
Yeah, there's the other one there too. I mean, I'll play the game for a little bit. And much like I grabbed Storm and Magneto for some friends, hopefully friends look out for me as well. But in the end, we're getting Agent Venom, even if I got to go 35 on eBay.
Yeah. And that's the other thing we haven't discussed is Walgreens prices. You know, if these are $20 everywhere else, then you can bet that these are going to be at least $25, $26 at Walgreens.
$28 wouldn't shock me.
Right.
Speaking of Legends, let's finally take a look at the Galactic Legends that shipped to our door from Amazon. Now, Justin, Hasbro's done something that really makes the obsessive compulsive in me really happy.
What's that?
They've numbered the figures again.
I love that!
The past few waves have been like, I don't know, what figure you want to do next?
They numbered it and also made it void of any variants, which is kind of a nice break.
I like variants for getting the more figures out there, but let's keep in mind, this is also the most movie-based figures we've seen in a long time. They did 2 for Spider-Man, they did 4 for Captain America, and over the span of a couple of waves, here, a full 66% of the figures are movie-based.
Yeah, and you know, if you're lucky enough to pick up a set all at once, you have your Build-A-Figure too. None of this waiting 3 or 4 months for the second wave to come out to finish your Build-A-Figure. That hasn't happened in a long time.
That is true, because when you include the Build-A-Figure, 5/7 of the figures are movie-based.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't see how you could necessarily do variants of the movie-based figures unless you then did their comic counterparts, which might be cheap, as several of these have come out recently.
True.
But hey, I'm just happy to take a nice, easy wave of figures that came all in one batch.
I will say, starting off with the packaging, I'm really starting to like how these are different colors for every movie that they represent. It's a nice way to display them in the box if you want to do so. You know, we had red for Spider-Man and blue for Cap. Now we had a nice purple for the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I like that the box isn't super busy. Like, you know, with the background, because the old ones used to be super busy.
Oh, yeah. They've got this dialed in right now, you know, just the right amount of information on the front. And like Arnie pointed out before, it used to say Marvel Legends like 4 times on the front of the package. We don't need that anymore.
I really am digging the art on the sides. When I photograph these things boxed, I really do like how it's just monochromatic. But yeah, the color of the box here, in this case, it's purple. So for this one, we see the purple outline of Star-Lord on the side. It really just has a nice touch without overdoing it. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily mind a comic Star-Lord, you know, showing the inspiration, kind of punching his way through the card. But this is a nice, classy way to do it.
Definitely. And I think they've kind of punched up the Spot UV on these packages, or maybe it's just these haven't sat on the shelves for very long and worn off, but I feel like the shiny parts are just that much shinier.
And the Guardians of the Galaxy and Marvel Legends logo on the back are shiny, and I hadn't noticed that before.
Yeah. All in all, a nice continuation of the packaging, and you know, I wouldn't mind seeing it going forward, and I think the X-Men wave coming is going to be in the same packaging, so we know it's at least continuing for another wave or so.
So now the first figure we get is indeed Star-Lord, Peter Quill.
Who? Sorry, Marjorie.
Peter Quill, man.
He's probably tired of me saying that by now.
I'm actually tired of everybody saying it, and I'm sure the listeners are too. Every review, every article I've seen about this figure is, I bought Star-Lord. Who? Yeah, it's funny. It's still funny, but it runs the risk of overplayed.
All right, we'll put a moratorium on it for Marvelicious Toys.
Yeah. Fine, duly noted.
That said, I'm still going to use it for my now playing intro. And this figure is loaded with accessories to the point that I had to head online to go, what the hell is that for some of this?
Well, that's a Groot arm. I knew that.
Now, strangely, this is the one figure that I might be tempted to buy another one of, just because he comes with two heads, and I'd like to display him both ways.
I think they did a pretty good likeness of him on this, of Chris Pratt. They did give him a little more voluminous hair than he has, and they actually styled the hair really well. He might have the best hair of any Marvel figure ever. Look at his hair. It's glorious.
I thought it was well coiffed, and it looks a little gelled.
It is. It's very stylish. It's got some cute curls to it. Very, very nice. The rest of it's really good, too. I like how they made his trench coat rubber instead of just a hard plastic, because I think that sucks. I don't know if it comes off. I don't want to try to take everything off. And
it wouldn't help because his sleeves aren't part of the coat. So
no, they're not. I see that now.
Yeah. It's how they always do that.
But yeah, there's some nice details in the coat. I mean, it's got the metal bits hanging off, and there's slats of material missing and parts that hang down. So that's a nice attention to detail. They could have just as easily made that one solid piece without getting those cutouts in there.
Yeah, I really liked the paint app on the coat as well as the wash. I mean, it really looks like how I've seen this in the trailers and everything. It looks like a coat that's had some wear to it. The wash on it's perfect. I mean, honestly, I'm very rarely this effusive about a wash. I usually find them to be a little bit spotty, a little heavy here, a little light there. But on my sample, at least, it just looks absolutely perfect to texture this plastic. And they put a lot of sculpting detail in it. It's got the straps in the back. It's got some kind of rivet right in the middle of his back that makes it look uncomfortable to sit in a hard back chair. All the little stuff around the front. I mean, they went to town sculpting this coat.
Yeah, and you're right. It comes off as a nice red leather rather than a plastic. So kudos for that. But conversely, I would say they left his pants and boots and shirt feeling like they're fresh out of the laundry. You know, I mean, most of them are covered up, so it's not that huge of a deal. But it feels like he's wearing, I don't know, a plastic shirt. It doesn't feel like material next to the leather coat.
Yep, you're right down the line. If he didn't have this coat, I would be giving the exact opposite, going, oh my god, what an ugly gray plastic shirt and monochrome pants. And those boots, they don't look leather at all. They look like brown plastic.
Do they give soft goods on the Legends? I can't remember if we've ever gotten any.
I don't think so. I can't think of any right offhand. That's not true. There was a long time ago, I think it was probably Toy Biz though, a Gambit figure that had a soft goods trench coat.
Still, like you said, the coat covers everything up, and they did give him those little boot jets that we saw in the second trailer that he has. They're nice and silver painted. It's really, that and the belt are the only paint apps on the body that I can see.
Yeah, kind of a mismatched skin color on his neck. It's not horrible, but it's also not dead on.
But is it because he's got that beard and sometimes the barrier makes things weird?
See, maybe I'm not noticing it in my light. If I turn his head and I put the ear next to the neck, they're different plastics, but the tone looks pretty dang close.
Yeah, like I said, it's not horrible. It's just not dead on. But yeah, we discussed he comes with two heads. You get your Chris Pratt likeness and then you get your Star-Lord mask head, which is the reason why I might end up buying two of these.
Very cool.
And I think, as good as the likeness is, I think the Star-Lord mask is pretty kick-ass.
I imagine it's pretty hard to design any kind of facial mask like that and to not conjure images of Darth Vader.
Yeah.
And they did a good job. I mean, I don't look at it and think of Darth Vader.
No, I actually think of Darth Vader from the planet Vulcan in Back to the Future. Just a little bit. I mean, there's something gas masky about it.
Yeah. But I think it does a good job of capturing the classic comic Star-Lord mask in the movie universe, which Marvel's always been great at.
Now, I found this figure exceptionally easy to pose when I was taking photos, getting him to be shooting the guns, getting him in just a variety of natural-looking poses. The legs are a little bit problematic because of the rubber coat, but between the ankles and the knees, he stands really well, and his arms move all over the place, and the coat does not interfere with taking the shoulders up. He can still do the A of the YMCA.
Yeah, the articulation's all there. My only issue is the elbows are a little weird. I don't know if it's just the way they were sculpted. It's hard to get them to go straight down and look natural.
Yeah, that is the one thing. It looks kind of like somebody took a chunk out of his elbow innard.
Mm-hmm. But other than that, I mean, solid figure all the way around.
And really loaded with accessories. In addition to the two heads, you get two guns, which are, they're a little bit plasticky and they're very, you know, space gunny, but they did go through the trouble of painting a little bit of brass on them that gives them a little bit of accent.
Yeah.
And then he has that silver orb that he's stealing in the movie, which now that I have it in a toy, reminds me of a Christmas ornament I used to have as a kid that I'd plug in and it would sound like a bird was in it.
We had that same ornament. It was maddening.
Yeah, this just looks like it's going to be lost to the vacuum cleaner of time.
I thought that already happened when I was packing up the photo studio. Of course, this thing took a roll. He has a little trouble holding it. I had to actually turn his hand as if he was going to let it roll off in order to get him to hold it because of his trigger finger.
Yeah, that is one thing I will say about, even though he comes with all these accessories aren't necessarily that great going with him. The ball, like you said, is a little awkward to get in his hands. He also comes with headphones that come off a little too plasticky and big in this scale and don't necessarily cover his ears properly.
That's nothing compared to what, after about 25 minutes of internet research, I finally learned is supposed to be a Walkman. It's this little yellow square. I'm like, is this a clip for one of AIM soldiers' guns?
And this just shows what's going on in the world, because I looked at that and I'm like, oh, it's a cassette tape.
Well, that's exactly it. The scale, in, you know, in his hand would be about the size of a cassette tape. There's no way that this is a whole Walkman. It's too small.
Well,
yeah.
I disagree. It's a late 80s Walkman that wasn't much bigger than a cassette.
Yeah, I think it's misscaled slightly.
But hey, if this is from the 80s, where's the cord that connects it? I had no idea what this was. I'm like, is this some kind of detonator that he's going to use to explode the bomb Rocket is building in that new trailer? What is this thing? Is it a pack of cigarettes? What is it? I had to know how to pose him with this. I was so confused. And you did not have wireless headphones in the 80s when his Walkman was built. So unless Rocket or Groot has installed a Bluetooth chip here, it confused me, and I got why he had I didn't even get why he had headphones, because they're so big. I thought they were like spaceship headphones like Han and Luke wear when they're fighting the TIE fighters. I didn't think they were Walkman headphones. Nobody wears big cans for Walkmans. Your ears will sweat when you walk.
Arnie, you have some issues.
But this, I mean, that's why I appreciate it. I mean, this is what Star-Lord is known for. He's got his Walkman. You know, so they put in the effort, but didn't see it all the way to fruition. I almost would have went to minded one of the heads to have the headphones sculpted to it rather than ones that don't fit on there very well. But then again, if they did that, I'd be sitting there saying, I wish they wouldn't have done it that way. So it's kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't type of situation for me.
Well, honestly, I think Star-Lord's best accessory didn't come with Star-Lord. And again, this took me a lot of internet research because blink and you miss it in the trailer. But he has a giant gun, but you're going to have to buy a second figure to get it.
But that's okay, because you're going to want that figure anyway.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Justin? Do you know which accessory is Star-Lord's that didn't come with him?
Yeah, this thing that looks like it fell off of a satellite.
Yes, I thought it was a satellite. I thought it was a bomb. I thought it was E.T. phoning home. I didn't know what it was until I did some research and they showed the scene from the trailer that has Star-Lord with this giant chest cannon.
Oh, you know what? Now I'm looking at it. There's handles for him to hold it on either side.
It actually, he doesn't even need to hold it. If you kind of wedge it under his coat, it stays very well on its own.
It's a very, very weird weapon, right? I mean, am I the only one who finds it kind of weird?
It's a little strange.
It's a little spacey.
Okay.
By the way, the part that goes on his chest, I could tell that was sculpted to fit somebody's torso. I kept trying to make it fit on Groot's back. I thought maybe it was like a backpack cannon that, you know, Groot wears and Rocket Raccoon fires it while he's on his shoulders.
Yeah, I mean, if it comes with Rocket, I assumed it was a part that had something in the world to do with Rocket. Or it was a Groot build-a-piece. But no. I mean, much like when I thought the Mandroid shoulder gun was a hairdryer for Black Widow, I thought this might be a stool for Rocket to stand on.
That is like the sexist thing ever to say. I thought Black Widow came with a hairdryer.
Hey, it's not me who made the figure. I wasn't the sexist one. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
And that was like a Spaceball-sized hairdryer then.
and she can't live without it. Now, this gun, I bet in the movie it kind of extends, because it looks like there's some kind of lever system in the base that would make it look like it could be extended. You carry it in like a briefcase thing, and maybe it folds out, so it doesn't, it looks like a suitcase, and then becomes this big chest gun.
Yeah, I can see that.
But it's actually pretty awesome if you buy both figures, and I guess, again, just because Rocket Raccoon is small, let's throw something big in there. What? This'll fit.
You guys would bitch about the price if they didn't.
You're right.
I know. I know you guys.
We already kind of did earlier.
Yep, exactly. So let's shut it down, boys.
The one thing with this gun is I didn't realize Star-Lord's little man purse was removable. But it actually is. It unsnaps and then it just slides right off over his arm and head.
I believe it's a backpack. Because otherwise your backpack is a man purse.
No, it's a satchel. It hangs by his side.
You have a satchel?
Yes, it's a satchel.
You call it your adventurer's satchel.
And you call it my man purse.
Yeah.
It's a mani pack.
A mani pack.
Well, speaking of female characters and their accessories, next we have Gamora, who has no accessories.
She has a sword.
All right, she has a sword. I lost it in my loose figures here.
It is kind of a wiry little rubbery sword.
Yeah, He-Man would make fun of this.
Yeah.
As would Teela.
It's crooked.
Yeah, mine was crooked too.
They did a pretty good likeness of Zoe Saldana on here.
Yeah.
Zoe Saldana when she's bored between takes, maybe. But Zoe Saldana.
She always looks so serious.
I feel like this is a problem with the women characters lately. I think it's because they're doing this glue-on hair. But doesn't she feel kind of foreheady too?
Yes. She has a giant forehead. However, they made her hair like really iridescent, which... it's kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely. And the likeness is good. It's just, I feel like there's a five head going on here, so I might rip this hair off and try to re-glue it too.
Yeah, I actually feel like I can see a seam where, like, the head just stops, where it stops being round.
Yeah.
If that works for you, let me know, because I may pick up a second Gamora. I bet she's not hard to find.
No. But we were wondering, you know, being a female character, would they do some new sculpting here? Or would they use existing parts? But this appears to be all new sculpt, with maybe the exception of her upper arms. Those are plain enough that they could have come from somewhere else, but everything else is a fully new sculpt for this character.
Yeah, I gotta give some serious props to the sculpt, with the buckles all the way up to her knee-high boots, to the ribbing on her knees, to the straps around her thighs, and some really nice kind of iridescent paint on her pants up by the thighs.
Yeah. It goes from blue to black, and I can't even tell if the whole thing is blue and black or if it's just the lighting, but it's done very well.
And then that goes up the sides of her shirt, too, the blue-black thing, and there's a texture to the shirt below her cleavage area on the belly and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, there's like a material pattern there.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's just a lot of sculpting on her, and including the back. I mean, there's some texture around her waist and the back of her shirt.
Guys, are we just so used to looking at those assemblers and the 5 points of articulation figures that anything is like amazing to us now?
No.
I mean, that's how I feel.
I think that Hasbro has set our expectations low. Here, we're just going to take the She-Hulk body. It's already even green. And we're going to put a Zoe Saldana head on it and you're going to like it.
Right. I mean, they've done that with female characters in both Marvel Universe and Marvel Legends. I mean, most of the female characters that we've seen in Marvel Legends since the relaunch have been the same basic body. So to have a completely new sculpt here is good on them. Now, she, as far as articulation goes, she's got good articulation everywhere. You know, the double hinge knees, and she's got swivel cut thighs like we've come to expect. But this one's especially nice because it's the cut is right at where her thigh-high boots hit. It's a nice hidden piece of articulation there. Her ankles are the standard ball socket. It's not the new Vonner ankles, but that's fine with these because she's wearing high heels. Or Marjo, you'd call these a wedge, huh?
Very good, Justin.
Hey, I'm learning.
You are. I'm proud of you.
But then, you know, I mean, standard articulation up in her torso. I don't know how much it spins more than it, like, gives any side-to-side type of movement.
Or back and forth. She does not really bend at the chest.
Right. And not a whole lot of articulation in her neck because of her hair.
That was a little disappointing. I was hoping that because the wisp that goes over the shoulder is rubbery, it went behind, but she's just got a big hair helmet in back that is not going to go over the shoulders.
They have not perfected hair and head turning.
Nope, as her head pops right off if you turn it too far. But all in all, I'm pretty impressed with her.
My only complaints about her are A, the neck that you discussed, B, her belt is very slippery. It goes up and down really all on its own.
Common with females. That's what they do with the female figures.
Yeah, but this one's actually tapered, so it sits, you know? There's a position where it does fall into. It's not just going to roll around and around.
Yeah. I also have trouble having her hold the sword, because the sword hilt is so small that her hand just is lost when it's around it.
Yeah, I mean, you can put it in there, but it's not... I wouldn't feel very safe walking around with her holding that sword. It's going to get lost.
But I love her paint. I love the skin tone. I love the metallic blue around her neck.
I think her hair is amazing, the way it's got the shimmery sheen to it. I wish I could make my hair shimmery like that.
I'm sure if we got some metallic spray paint at Walmart in the furniture section, we could probably try. Might not be too sober when I'm done. I think that's called huffing.
I will say this is one of the figures that end up being better in person than the preview shots showed.
But no, I'm happy with her, and we continue our path towards the Groot because she comes with a left leg.
Or a tree stump if you don't want to build Groot. It's just a nice, you know, cut off tree stump for you.
Put it into an Ewok diorama.
There you go.
Now the third figure, we already talked about his misplaced accessory, but now let's talk about him himself, Rocket.
Ain't nothing like him except him. So he has a quote from the trailer. I think he is super cute, one, because I guess I'm biased because I already like him. I will tell you, his crowning feature is the fact that his tail is articulated and turns on his bum. That makes it fun because he can have his tail up like he's excited or down like every day, and you can make him wag his tail. Although, I didn't realize it until just now, but he really looks a lot like Rigby from the regular show.
Now, this is where it's going to get weird for me being the articulation snob. Because as much as I would want some more articulation here, I just don't know where they would put it. You know, he's basically a statue from the waist down. No knees, his feet don't move, there's no ankles. The only thing articulated below the waist is, like Marjorie said, his tail. And that tail almost needs to be there for a kickstand to keep him standing up. But having said that, he's got very nicely articulated arms. I mean, he's got wrist articulation, elbow articulation, and shoulder articulation. A nice articulation in his neck as well, even though it doesn't want to move very easily. It's there.
I completely agree with what you've said, but the one thing that I miss, and I think it's because I'm spoiled by the recent Build-A-Figure Rocket Raccoon we got, I missed the articulated jaw. I loved that about the old
Rocket. That was kind of awesome. This doesn't have much articulation compared to that, but yeah.
Now, in their defense, that Rocket's head is twice the size of this Rocket's head. This is more of a realistic scale raccoon for the movie, and the original figure has much bigger heads. They could make that happen.
As small of a figure as he is, how about giving me an exchangeable head then with the wide open mouth, like when he's on Groot's shoulder and shooting that gun, he's got that wide, rabid look to him, like the raccoon that lived in my dumpster at my old apartment.
Now, I couldn't get him to hold his gun, but you got him to hold it, so it was just me, I suppose.
That it's a bit of a thread in the needle type of thing to get that gun, his arm in that gun. But once you do, it looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, he's even got a trigger finger.
Yep.
I really like him. I'm glad he's properly scaled. I like, again, the realistic colors. But it's the character that's making this figure, not the fact that it's a figure. He's a little bit statuesque in that regard.
Yeah. And I totally agree with you. That would have been a great thing for them to do, is add another head in here. No harm in that, especially for how small he is. And I will ding it a little bit for being a little bit on the rubbery side. His legs are a little rubbery, his lower arms are rubbery, and his gun is a mixture of rubbery and hard plastic, so it's a little warped on the sample I have.
Mine's not warped that I can tell, maybe slightly in the hilt. It certainly bends when you're putting it on his arm, though, for the rubber.
Yeah, but it's a nicely sculpted gun. There's quite a bit of detail in
there. Yeah, the gun is awesome. The gun is amazing. I like his little orange outfit, too. It's pretty badass.
It's like he's going to fly an X-Wing.
Yes.
The other final thing is goes back to the head. He just looks so sad.
He does. That's why he makes me think of Rigby, because Rigby's always sad and abused, and, you know, I really worry about Rigby sometimes.
You're right. A second head would have put this pretty decent figure over the top into great, even with the lack of articulation. That should have been the trade-off there.
Now, figure four, one of the very first Marvel Legends I ever got outside of the Toys R Us 2-packs. When they brought him back, there was this character Drax, and I'm like, who's Drax? Now I very well know who Drax is, and now I have a new Marvel Legend of him. And again, we talked about this a little bit at the Toy Fair show. All the sculpting on this, my lord.
Yeah, because his designs are raised as if they were, you know, burned into him. Like, you know how they do the branding? It's very nice. I don't have time to sit and look at every twist and turn and curly to make sure it's 100% accurate. But I think that the overall look of him is pretty good. I mean, they got the arms nice and sculpted, beefy-like. He's got the man boobs going and big legs like you'd expect. And he's got a really, really, really menacing look on his face.
I think the likeness is amazing. I mean, it's easier to do when you're green. But I don't know a lot about this wrestler, Dave Bautista. But from what I've seen in the trailer, this real kind of glare that he has is dead on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just looked up a picture of him, and he's pretty damn menacing.
This figure, for the amount of detail, I mean, just the paint app on those tattoos is incredible. Like, I'm not even sure how they got those on there without it bleeding into the small little areas. But this could have gone south very easily in the paint app department, and it doesn't seem like it did. It seems nice and sharp, and you can tell what you're looking at, rather than just having a big old splotch party going on there. I mean, even on his head, he's got a little bit of raised things going on around his eyes, in the back of his head.
And the lines line up so perfectly from head to neck, which has often been a problem with figures when you have parts painted on different body parts that they don't line up. This is perfect. Now, I did read on some Facebook groups I'm in, keep an eye out, some people have had his lower stomach, kind of his abs, backwards on the figure. Like, they put the torso on backwards and then just swiveled it around.
Oh, you know what? I think mine might be like that, because I'm noticing a belly button on his back now.
There's an indentation in his lower back, but I clearly have a belly button in the front.
Nice, we're checking for Dave Bautista's belly button.
Okay, I think mine's fine. Yeah, I think the pattern seems to match up on mine properly, so maybe it's not backwards.
No, I checked in mine art. If you've got abs in the front, you know, he's got a six-pack. If he has a six-pack in back, you've got a problem.
Oh, no, you're right. I have abs in the front. All is good.
But it was the first thing I checked because I mail ordered. A lot of people were saying, check the bubble, make sure you're getting a good Drax. And he's got good articulation, too. He comes with the two knives. And again, you can get some really nice kind of knife fight, kick your ass poses going with him.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of the knives, there's even detail in there. I mean, for just being silver pieces of plastic, the handles are all nicely carved, and the blade has a design on them too. And he holds them well. That's a big key point with figures and their accessories that Gamora failed, but apparently Drax was sculpted properly.
My one complaint is, again, soft rubber. I've got some bent blades here.
Oh.
That always happens with the soft pliable rubber, and I just imagine that's cheaper, because they're probably diluting it with something. But he holds the knives well, so again, gift horse mouth, don't look.
Just put him in the sheath on his boots for a while, and that should straighten him out, because those are functioning sheaths, which is a nice feature.
He poses really well, and that's nice to have in a figure. Arnie just made a really mean pose, like he's going to kill me.
When I'm in the photo studio, I learn how quickly you can pose a figure in a badass way. And I think it's because he's not wearing much. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of mobility.
Now, once again, I feel like the clothing is kind of subpar here. His pants seem, it's not a horrible color, but they seem just plastic. Once again, you know, there's detail sculpted in there, but no paint app over it to help it along at all.
Yeah, I guess I'm just so taken by what's above the waist that I'm not paying attention to what's below.
You know, I really think that they went all out on his tattoo markings, and because I don't even know how they did it. If I had to paint that, it would end up a sloppy mess and he'd be all orange. I really don't know if they just use a new, like, injection molded process for it or what. I really think they went all out on that.
3D printing. Everything's 3D printing these days.
I'm willing to forgive the plasticky looking pants because he's such a kick-ass figure.
I'm half tempted to watch the trailer again and see if his prison issue pants are similar enough to this that I can buy another one and custom him into those yellow pants.
Ooh. That sounds like a nice project.
Yeah, or maybe match the orange on Rocket and have two of them in the same outfit. But I'm really digging this figure. For one, that, like you said, we already had a Marvel Legends version of that wasn't all that exciting. I mean, it wasn't a bad figure, it just wasn't that exciting. They really went to town on this version of Drax.
Yeah, you can even get him in a kneeling pose, pulling out his knife. Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty good.
Now that ends the retail movie figures. We'll get to Groot. We still got to build him. But we have two comic-based figures coming up. First, a very pretty, very shiny Nova.
He is very shiny and pretty. I really like him.
As compared to Axel Foley's crappy blue Chevy Nova.
Yeah. Although I always look at Nova and I feel like he just, like, somebody shot a spitball at him or something.
He's got that starfish on his forehead.
Yep.
Now, this is the figure that everybody seems to be clamoring for. I don't know if it's just because Nova is a fan favorite, or the last time we got Nova, it just wasn't that great of a figure, but this is a decent figure. I don't know that I would go out of my way to get him if he wasn't part of the Build-A-Figure parts.
I'll say that his best feature is also his worst, and hear me out on this. His best feature is this real metallic blue that they gave his outfit. It really looks like he's wearing armor and not spandex and things. But it chips. His shoulder pauldrons are articulated so that you can move his arms up. You know, that's a nice feature.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look where it settles, my paint is scraping off right out of the bubble.
The blue or the gold?
The blue.
I would buy that because metallic paint has to have flex in it in order to make that sheen and shine in the reflective base. So you don't have the smooth paint, you've got particles sitting on the top instead, so they'll come off.
Hmm. I'm not having any issues like that, per se, yet.
Actually, it may just be somebody slopped silver paint on here. I can't tell now.
Because this honestly looks like it was cast in this blue. Because it's very similar to the blue that we got in the Ironmonger Build-A-Figure. This is that same kind of iridescent, pearlescent blue.
Huh, so maybe I just need a replacement. It looks like they slopped some silver on him.
Very possible.
Some silver and gold up here on these shoulder articulation pieces.
But while we're talking about the coloring, I'm going to have to point out the issue that we see quite often with these figures, is the paint doesn't match the plastic. His helmet is a different gold than the painted parts on him.
Yeah.
You know, on his body, it's more of a yellowish green gold, and his helmet is more of a yellowish orange.
His helmet matches his belt, which matches his boots, which doesn't match his chest and shoulders.
And the stripes on his legs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't a deal breaker. It still looks cool. But, you know, all in all, it's an all-new sculpted figure. Maybe his thighs or parts of his arms are from other places, but this upper torso and lower torso, that looks custom sculpted to the Nova design. And these, unlike the Marvel Universe figure in this style, his bits on his wrists and shins are glued on better. They're not just floating on there like the Marvel Universe figure, which is nice.
I like him quite a bit. I think he's going to look great on the shelf. I don't want to nitpick him. Plus, with the Nova Corps appearing in Guardians of the Galaxy, very logical figure choice for this wave. I'm kind of surprised they went with this figure versus a movie Nova Corps or that guy from Step Brothers.
Dr. Steven Gruhl.
Yeah. But I read some of the new Marvel Now Nova comics. I thought they were pretty good. I didn't get way into them. So this character, I picked him up out of completionism, cool blue paint, and hey, Groot part.
Yep.
The character that excited me least in concept, makes the least sense, and seems the most skippable because we have so many Iron Man at this point, is the last Iron Man. This is in his modular armor for the blackness of space.
Well, it's not black armor. It's bright red. And this is the red that I hate. It's got too much gold in it. It's like there's gold flecks in the red paint. It doesn't look good. I don't like the color. I'm so fussy about my reds. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, what we're getting here is a lot of ho-humness. I mean, this is a repaint of an Iron Man that we already have. This is a repaint of that modular Iron Man armor that we got in the Ironmonger comic Build-A-Figure series. So most of this figure comes from that. We get new pauldrons, a new head, and possibly new feet. I can't really tell. I don't have that other one in front of me, but I think maybe these are the same feet too. But like with so many other Iron Men that we've talked about in the past, it's just kind of blah. You know, it's cast in red and then splattered with a little bit of gold paint.
Yeah, I like going to obscure outfits. And given that this is one that he's worn recently in the comic, it's cool that we're getting it. He's already back out of this armor. He's no longer with the Guardians. But I kind of find it cool that it's being given. I just wish this and Nova didn't come with Groot parts. I feel like Groot should be contained to the movie figures. And if you want the comic figures, if you want this Iron Man, here he is. If you are like me and you go, hey, it's not the most exciting figure in the world, but it's a costume that we don't have. Here he is. But if you're, I agree with you, Justin, he's not that exciting. And if you're a pick choose kind of person, well, now you're going to have to go out and find yourself Groot's right leg separately. And at that point, you might as well just get yourself the Iron Man.
Yeah. I mean, up front, we talked about how it's nice not having any variants in this wave. But in the past, some of those variants allowed you to pick and choose. You know, if you didn't want Red Skull for whatever reason, you could get the Baron Zemo and still have the Build-A-Part there. So this one, we're kind of stuck owning an Iron Man that, I mean, I'll say it, the Iron Man nobody asked for.
He's got good articulation. The shoulder pieces kind of mess up the shoulders a little bit. I don't know. I'm drawn to the design. I like the gold around the arc reactor. For some reason, it's just making me think very Eastern influence. You know, it's a little bit of an Asian thing going on, especially with the gold, the way it is on the mask. I like the outfit, but yeah, I just wish it wasn't cast in a kind of bland plastic. And I don't know. I think he's going to go fine, though, in my Hall of Armors. I think that'll be an addition when I just get all those Iron Man 6-inch suits out together and do that.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I'd rather have this Iron Man than yet another version of, like, the Silver Centurion or the classic Cap Mask Iron Man. You know, this is at least new and from, you know, the Marvel Now universe. And it's a completely new head sculpt. You know, I don't want to overlook that. You know, there is an interesting thing going on here, and it's a new head. So that's worth, you know, $5? I mean, if I had to put a dollar amount on it. But yeah, all in all, if he didn't have a Groot figure piece, I probably would have not picked him up.
Well, I'm doing an eBay search. A Groot leg is going to run you $16. So if he's worth $5, there you go.
Yeah, I'm already right even. So
that's actually what people are listing buy it now. Oh, no, they sell for $16.
The market has spoken.
I just don't, one, think we need a new Iron Man figure, and two, if we do need another one, this is not it. I don't like his face, I don't like the design, I don't like how his shoulder pauldrons are a different plastic, they feel different, and they're a different color, just not good, and he's too loosey-goosey.
So finally, after Iron Man, we can build Groot, and he is tall.
He is, I like him though, he looks so sad.
He is Groot.
I just want to, like, hold him and tell him it's going to be all better. Look at him. He looks sad.
This is an awesomely sculpted figure. I mean, when you're going to sculpt a tree, these guys did it. I mean,
yeah, I mean, this is amazing. This is better than Drax, but the only thing that is kind of bad, and it's just because he's got tendrils all over, and his arm articulation is a bit wonky, but he's a tree. He doesn't need much. He's a simple man. He just says, I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot. He's just, you know.
But having said that, the articulation is there. You know,
it is.
He's got the double hinged elbows and the swivel shoulder blades, and he's even got articulated wrists. You can make his wrists go in and out and all that good stuff. My one complaint is it feels like they spent all the time on the paint apps on the top half and kind of forgot about the bottom. You know, there's some nice mossy green going on.
And especially in the front versus the back, too.
There's some mossiness on his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like we've said about several of the other figures, there's less wash on his legs. My legs in the front have a little bit of a wash below the knees and even above the thighs. It's subtle, but it's there. But the back of the figure has nothing.
Yeah, you can almost see the line on the side of his legs where it's like, oh, no more paint for you.
I also love the detail on this, though. It's so gnarled and everything. Again, I kind of wish they'd done maybe a swappable head so we could have had him with the longer tree branches when he sprouts in the trailer.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, yeah.
I mean, it's a small thing, but or just like the way we had the goblin fire that sat over the shoulders. I think he sprouts some more twigs back there if he could have had a just overlaying piece.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not going to look at what we didn't get. What we got, his ankle articulation is astounding.
Yeah. This reminds me of his feet look like the vintage Star Wars Hammerhead.
Yes.
But yeah, it looks like at first it doesn't look like they're articulated. But if you turn around, you can see a seam at the back of his foot. And sure as heck, it's a nice swivel ankle in there.
And he looks just like a figure when you put them together. Every so often, I feel the Build-A-Figures, especially with the double-piece torsos, you put them together and they don't stay or something. I had that problem with Puck. He is staying together really well for me, and I love the face on him. It's just, it is, Marjorie said, sad, but the blackness of the eyes that is so sunken in there and the way that the forehead puts a shadow over it, the face, everything, all the gnarls on him. He is well worth getting even the lesser figures in this wave for.
He is. Yeah. He's awesome.
And all in all, you know, there's only really one figure that I kind of wish I didn't have to buy to get Groot, and it's that Iron Man we talked about. But other than that, I mean, I feel like that's the conceit of this wave. It's like, yes, give us $20 for Rocket Raccoon, but you also get a Groot if you buy all of them.
Mm-hmm. So, again, I think Marvel is really doing very well with the Legends this year. You can go back to their archives and hear the reviews of the Captain America ones, the Spider-Man ones. Can't wait to review the X-Men ones, even though that's going to be a little interesting as they're older sculpts finally just being released. But and whereas these are all the newest sculpts out there. But I'm definitely hooked on a Legend here and
you're funny.
Excited for what comes next.
Definitely.
But what comes next week on the show, we go from the biggest Guardians to the smallest. My Hasbro Toy Shop box of, what are they, 2 inch, 1.5 inch? I'm going to have to break out a magnifying glass and a tape measure to figure out the scale of the little figures that come with the ships. But we'll be taking a look at those next week.
Yes, indeed.
So, all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, marvelicioustoys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade toys in the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at marvelicioustoys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4. That's 803-627-8354. Or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Marvelicious Podcast Video Enhancement by Andrew, Daryl, Josh, and Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Photo editing by Curtis and Jeff. Announcements by Brock. If you also like Star Wars collecting is covered at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at swactionnews.com. If you want to hear reviews of every movie ever based on Marvel Comics, check out those reviews and hundreds more on the Now Playing Podcast at nowplayingpodcast.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2014, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Thank God you already got me a gift. You bought me Pearl Jam tickets.
Oh, that's right. Duh.
You already bought me my gift.
If you hadn't told me, you would have gotten the second one.
Found my other gift, so it's an accident.
It is looming out there. It's like my big veiny head. It's my Moby Dick.
Both of those sounded incredibly dirty.
My hand went to my mouth before he even finished. So. Really, Arnie?
I should have said white whale. That thing is looming out there.
Oh, not any better yet. It's right in your face.
It's right on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, recover. Come on.
I'll make a hyperlink right there. I realized I forgot.
Okay, good timing. I had dogs freaking out right back here.
I heard them.
Tried to mute it in time.
Who let the dogs out?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know. That's what I want to know about it.
What's the W stand for?
Yet.
You actually got me with that one.
I did. Boom!
For a dollar on eBay when it doesn't do anything except stand there and look pretty.
There you go.
Like my wife.
Aw, thanks. I think.
It was a backhanded compliment at best.
Well, I'm pretty, right? Loving the ombre on Gamora's hair.
Yeah, they've got that down for sure.
Yeah.
You used a term I don't know what it means.
It's a Spanish word.
Okay. Ombre, there's a guy in her hair?
No. It's where you have the, like, a varying color.
Okay. I see what you mean, where it's darker red and then
lighter
red.
It's actually my next hairstyle. That's why I'm growing out my hair.
Okay. You're getting the Gamora?
No, I'm getting, it's embarrassing to say, the Kylie Jenner.
Well, speaking of case pack assortments, and that's a wonderful freaking segue because I didn't plan it that way. A full 66%, 66.6, I'll round that to 67% of the figures.
I think it was probably Toy Biz, though, a Gambit figure that had a soft goods trench coat. A soft goods trench coat.
And that will be a blooper, just so you're aware.
The Star-Lord mask is pretty kick-ass.
Yeah, because I imagine it's...
It's so kick-ass. Are you alive? I'm throwing it. Yeah, I dropped a head. It must have sounded horrible.
I thought you passed out. The last thing I heard is, pretty kick-ass. Thud.
And that was it for Justin.
That would be what we'd engrave on your tombstone. Pretty kick ass.
Sorry, Marjorie. Go ahead.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Jake? Do you know what I'm talking...
Do you know who's on the phone with us?
Yes.
Now, she, as far as articulation goes, she's got good articulation everywhere. You know, but she swivels.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
I love animals that wear clothes. I'm not going to lie.
That's why you own Chihuahua, dear.
Who refused to wear clothes?
Nudist Chihuahua.
Yeah.
But that wasn't your intent when you got them.
No.